All right, so here we go. And I dedicate this to one of my best friends. We were both losers in love, so whenever we had a chance encounter, we were very candid about it. So this is kind of what happened. In his own cunning way, my friend has told me about his girlfriend's oral sex habits. Guess what my girlfriend's favorite bird is? What, friend for life? The swallow. Instantly, I know what he's talking about. Not because I'm fixated on oral sex, it's just his voice takes on a certain tone when he's letting things any kind of sex. There's a sizable amount of pride that gives it all away. It's like when a young boy gets teary-eyed after noticing his first few strands of pubic hair. He almost wants to run out and show the world. He's almost hoping the entire world will stare at them in awe, like they were the mighty locks of Samson, and from them his erection garnered great strength. And I guess the caveman part of me that's conceited enough to believe that drawing stick men on cave walls enough to ensure me a place in history can understand this pride. There's one time I was kissed by a very pretty girl, and I felt good about that for a whole week. Mind you, that probably isn't as exciting as the act of swallowing as a certain amount of danger. What if it went down the wrong pipe and ended up in her lungs? She'd never be able to pass it off as one of those funny sex accidents. It just doesn't have that "it could happen" feeling to it. She could never go to the doctor and say, "Well, doctor, I walked in on this guy masturbating, and just as the guy blew his load, I gasped." At this, the doctor would smile politely, then say, "I suppose the trajectory of the shot was a complete fluke." Now, I think I know my friend well enough to say that he doesn't measure affection in the number of mouthfuls his girlfriend will swallow. His need to tell me about it goes all the way back to that caveman, because he isn't dead yet. He's left us with a legacy of savage instinct that we just can't shake. So I can understand why we tell each other these sorts of things. I think the part that disturbs me is we still smile about it. Because if you think about it, the act itself, swallowing, it's not like she's drinking a popular beverage, you know? She's swallowing millions of possibilities. And it confuses me. Because I've never seen any pro-lifers going around shooting known cocksuckers with this. Someone who didn't have a caveman running around inside of their head painting breasts everywhere like graffiti. But that person will never be. He's been dissolved in stomach acid. Or maybe he's been fossilized in the fold of a young boy's thrown away tissue paper. So why is it that we smile when we tell each other millions of